two extra strands. Because I'm more used to this one. Okay, Parag Bays, Giscon Bays. I can get more sperm. Base Medical has a few. And can you look on? Okay. Ikra Limud Torah Lishma. Be'inyanim Haruchnim. Oh. Maybe I should get more there. Ikra Limud Torah Lishma. Be'inyanim Haruchnim. Miskayim hadavar kipshuto, ki kirvas Hashem, Roman Musa Kedusha, Gluya Bahem. Says Rav Kook, it's much easier to learn Torah lishma, Torah for the right reasons, when you're learning in Yanim Ruchniim, when you're talking about spiritual matters. What would be an example of a spiritual matter? Let's say you're learning Mesilas Yesharim. It's very hard to do that lowly Shema. If you're thinking, I want people to see me, if you hold your sefer like this, so everyone sees the Mesilas Yesharim. So that's lowly Shema. But once you understand the words of the Mesilas Yesharim, it's very hard to do that lowly Shema. Why? Because it's all about inyanim ruchniyim. Let's say you're learning Maharal. Or you're doing the Nesiva Shalom on Yom Kippur. Here, come on in. You're doing the Nesiva Shalom on Yom Kippur. It's very hard to learn these things lowly Shema. Because you feel an immediate connection. It's so halacha lemaisa, not halacha lemaisa in the sense that it's technical. But it guides you. It's like a light in your life. It's like now I understand what I need to do on Yom Kippur. Or you're learning a SMS, or you're learning a Rav Kook. It's very hard to come to this shiur lowly Shema. Well, you're going to come because people are watching you. You come because you feel like it's a spiritual experience. Every single one of these is like a mikvah. So how do you learn in Yanim Ruchniim lowly Shema? There it's always kipshuto. Because you feel the kirvas Hashem, you sense this is Torah Hashem. Almost always, when I'm, whether it's in my summer program, I work with public school kids over the summer, or sometimes in a women's seminary, there will be an opportunity for me to give a chabura. So usually, the first day, I'll sit down. Whenever it's optional learning, I'm giving a chabura today, I announce it, a group of girls will show up at dinner or whatnot, or TJJ kids, these public school kids will show up to optional learning. What's the first question I ask? I don't want to decide what we're learning. What do you guys want to learn? And what's the next question usually? Well, what are our options? Okay, what are our options? So I say, we can either do halacha. We could do Jewish machshava, or we could do Mishnah, or we could do Tanakh. So almost always say the machshava, but we're more into machshava. But what do they really mean by that? What they mean is when we learn machshava, we feel inspired, right? We feel moved. That's really what they mean. Because there's an immediate feeling of gratification. You learn, you sit down and you learn a smasemes and you'll keep it. It's incredible. It's like the shamayim open. So Rav Kook says, we have this natural tendency when we learn in Yanim Ruchniim, we do that lishma. We do that because we feel a connection. V'ha'adam misromem al yadam. And you really feel like you're being elevated. Right? You feel like you walk away a touched person. You feel like you've been moved somehow. Uve'inyanim hamasim, tzichim lahavim. When it comes to inyanim maasiyim, when it comes to things like Gemara, the mitzvah b'avi avera, now the Torah lishma is harder to get at. Now there's an avoda. And I almost sense, I'm hearing between the lines that we don't have enough of this. Why is it that when someone asks you, what do you prefer to learn? Why do you always run to the machshava, you know, or chassidus, or this, or Rav Kook? It's not always easier. Sometimes it's a real avoda. In what sense is it easier? It's easier to sense that I'm feeling kirbas Hashem. You feel a religious experience. And I feel Rav Kook being somewhat critical here, that when it comes to inyanim hamasim, we're a little too lazy to do that avoda, to uncover that kavana lishma. How do you uncover that kavana lishma b'inyanim hamasim? So this is a fascinating yisod. That's one of the themes of this sefer. Tzrichim lahavin, one must understand, shem kulam si'ifim ulevushim sh'or hayosher v'hatzedek eloki. What you need to do is you have to work on yourself to recognize that every single si'if, a si'if in Hebrew is a branch, but it also, what does it conjure up, the word si'if? Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch, each one is called a si'if, right? Every time you learn a new si'if, you have to keep in mind that this is really an offshoot. It's a branching out of Or HaYosha, of this light of justice, V'Hatzedek Eloki, and godly ideals. And as according to Rav Kook, there's a godly ideal that is hidden in every single detail of Torah. There's some ultimate good that God packaged, and it's now revealing itself to you in this Tosfos. And if you're doing the Tosfos, and that's Sukkah Gzula, you just spend an hour and a half in a Rabbi Akiva Eger. So Rav Kook is saying, you have to work on yourself to come to that recognition. It's an emunah. You have to come to this emunah, this faith in the Torah, that every single detail of Torah is a levush. It's clothing, some ultimate good. There's a great ideal. There's some godly ideal that is now being manifested in us. Now that's huge. Why is this huge? Because how often do you hear people say, Rabbi, I'm never going to have this in my life. This is never going to come up. In fact, sometimes in the middle of Seder, you might feel yourself doing this. Like, why are we spending so much time learning this halacha? It's probably I never plan on stealing anybody's sukkah, Rabbi. So what are we doing this for? It's a very superficial view of Torah. And what Rav Kook is trying to do here, really, in this whole sefer, is deepen our whole understanding of what is Talmud Torah. It's a huge mistake to think that Torah is just the guide to life. It's like the instruction book. I've actually heard this mashal said many times, even like in a frum, not even by an amaretz. Like, there is this approach. Like, God created you, He gave you an instruction manual for life. That's the Torah. How are you supposed to go through life if you don't read the instruction manual? Have you ever heard that mashal given before? It's a pretty famous approach. Now, it's for sure it's true on some level. Ribbono Shel Olam has halacha. If you don't know halacha, how are you going to know how to use the world? It's a user's manual. Rav Kook is saying that's really just scratching the surface. That's really not the depth of Torah. The depth of Torah is that God has this Chachma Elokis. God, in His mind, Kiviyachol, He has this ultimate good that He wants to bring into the world. Now, how does God bring this ultimate good into a world of physicality, in a world of details, in this world of competition and jealousy? So what God does is God has to fill every single detail with His light. And when He gave the Torah, He wanted to fill every single corner of the world with some godly ideal. Now, you may not see it. You may not see where in mitzvah b'avi avera is that infinite godly light. But but once you realize it's there, then it changes the whole Talmud Torah experience. Because now, it's not just a hechsher mitzvah. It's not just I'm learning this because I got to be ready for this if this comes up. It's not like any other chachma in the world. Every other chachma in the world is really a hechsher mitzvah, unless we're talking about, I mean, even ethics, even like philosophy. It's really like a hechsher mitzvah. I'm learning this chachma because it's important for me somehow in my life, right? You're learning a profession. It's a hechsher mitzvah. Everything you did in high school was a hechsher mitzvah to get that grade point average, or whatever you have in Canada. I mean, do you have GPA? Do you have that? And it's all a hechsher. And what this is the big tragedy, I think, of the world of Torah. The most difficult thing for a ben yeshiva to understand is that this chachma is different. Every other chachma I've ever been involved in is all a preparatory stage, even to the extent that if I can somehow cheat, in other words, we've all been tested with this. Some, you know, if I can like get a picture of the test and I can get that good grade, okay, then I can skip like the whole like toiling and working hard. Because it's all a heksha. It's all a preparatory stage to get that grade point average, or to get into that college I want, to get to the profession, etc. Here, Rav Kook is introducing this whole new facet of Talmud Torah, that there's something there in the detail of the Torah that you're going to attach to. And that or that light of God that's hidden in this detail, once you attach yourself to that, it's going to impact you. You're going to change just by virtue of the fact that you've been exposed to this Or Eloki, this Godly light that is within every single seif. So the question of, is this going to come up in my life? Where am I going to be able to implement this? That becomes almost irrelevant. Not totally irrelevant, because we also have to know halacha, right? You have to know how to live your life as a yid. But it almost becomes irrelevant, because really the treasure, the goal of our Talmud Torah's experience, of that experience, is to connect with that Or HaYosher, what he calls Or HaYosher. There's a light of justice, a light of straightness, a light of goodness that's found within every single seif. You see, it's really just the package. The intellectual Talmud Torah is just the packaging. It really is just the outer packaging of really the objective of the Talmud Torah experience. Ubesoch kol ha-pratim yachad nimtzeis ha-neshama ha-elokis shol shichlul ha-olam. And hidden within all the details of Talmud Torah together, there's a soul of the fixing of the world. Meaning God implanted within the Torah the spiritual energy of tikkun. The Jewish people are totally incapable of realizing our objective in the world, which is to be an Or Lagoyim, without the light of Torah. You can't separate the two. The Jewish people are going to be an Or Lagoyim, and we're going to do tikkun olam, and we're going to be a living example of a just society. It can only come through Talmud Torah. That's what strengthens us. Once the human being is connected to that Or HaYosher, to that light of justice, so your whole life is going to be affected by that. You're going to be a straighter, more honest person. You're going to be a better person. You're going to be looking for spiritual matters. You're not going to be just satisfied with physical pleasures in life. You're going to be changed as a person. B'chayim, b'chomer, b'ruach, b'charao, b'yachid. The Torah has all the goodness that the world needs. It's like God took all the tov that the world needs for tikkun, and He packaged it in Torah. And every time you learn something, you're unpacking that. And you're making it a part of who you are, of your personality. U'mimela nokev ha'or v'yored gamkin b'chol prat u'frat. So if we believe that the Torah in its entirety is capsulizing that light of God, mimela, every single seif, every single pilpul, every single Talmudic discussion, there's nothing that's too detailed, there's nothing that's too high resolution. Whatever you find in Torah is going to somehow contain that Or Eloki. Now Rav Kook says a huge chiddush now. Mikevan sheregesh halev v'hasechal ha-pnimi nasun v'ha'ara ha-elokis ha-klalis. And because the learner of Torah, the student of Torah, is looking for that light, because his eyes are searching for that light, and your lev is looking to connect with that light, hamistateres b'chol hamon halimudim ha-ma'asim, and you know that it's there. It's not defined. You can't put it into words. But you know that there's a godliness that is within every single detail. Mishaveh al yedei zeh gilui pnimi b'chol prat u'prat. It is that understanding that the student of Torah has, that there's something here beyond what meets the eye, that's what allows that gilui, that revelation, to be revealed to him. Meaning the more we're aware of that hidden light, the more we experience it. It's like a midah keneged midah. The more you view your Talmud Torah as just an intellectual exercise, the more that's what it's going to be for you. In other words, I believe, I say this every year, and one year as one of the guys in the shir that Googled this as I was talking. I believe there's a Talmudic department, wasn't it? I believe there is a Talmudic department in Harvard. It probably is, right? They have everything in Harvard, I think. You know, there's probably like, they're probably like PhDs in Talmud, right? And there are probably like people major, not I don't think undergrad, but I'm sure like there's a graduate school for Talmudic studies. Now, what do they do there all day? I would say like more than 50% is what we do here in Yeshiva. They probably do a lot of other things. They probably do a lot of girsaos, right? And a lot of like historical, like layering the Gemara. And maybe even some of those things that, you know, I can hear an argument, we should be doing more in Yeshiva. All right, that's a whole different discussion. But most of the day, they're studying doing what we're doing. They have the Tosfos open, and they have the Rabbi Akiva Eger. And they're being mefalpel and the same things that we're doing here. But what's Rav Kook being mechadesh? Why are they doing it? They're not doing it for kirvas Hashem. They're not doing it to reveal the hidden light. Umimela, that's how the Torah appears to them. In their eyes, it's going to appear like a science. It's going to appear like a chachma, like any other chachma. This is a very powerful line, because Rav Kook is saying, if you're not aware of that tzedek eloki, of that godly justice, there's this infinite light that God packaged in every se'if of Shulchan Aruch. He created these beautiful little packages for us. If you're not aware of what's hidden in there, it'll never be revealed to you, you'll never experience it, you'll never be touched by it. But the more, I just want to read that line again. Kevan sheregesh halev ve'hasechel hapnimi nasun. The more a person gives himself over to that he'ara elokit haklalit, to that general godly light, to that light of God that fills every single detail of Torah. The more you have your eyes on that, the more that is your objective, and the more awareness you have of it. Hamistateras, that light that is hidden within every detail, mishaveh al yedei zeh gilui pnimi b'chol prat v'prat. That's what's going to allow you to sense within every detail that there's something here more than just the information. There's something that just happened in Shir that was more than just a kasha of the Tosfos and the Teretz of Tosfos. The more you're going to walk out of your Talmud Torah experience with a feeling that there's a whole world here. This is not just information. There's a whole world here that I feel I'm connecting with. That awareness that there's something hidden within Torah, that's gufa. It's precisely that awareness that's going to give you the full Talmud Torah experience. If you're not even aware of that. And I think this is a big problem, because I think most people are not aware of this. Then that's how Talmud Torah is going to appear to you. It's going to appear to you as something dry and very almost mathematic, you know, almost like an exercise, like, can I do this pilpul, can I not do the pilpul? Now, why is this huge? Because how long can you spend learning Gemara without connecting to that inner light, like before you decide, like, for how many years can I do this? Like, how long can a person spend, like, serious time in yeshiva or in a yeshiva high school in Chutz Laaretz without being turned off by all these details? Like, what is the Rebbe want? Like, if you're not aware of this hidden love, and the Talmud Torah experience is just like any other chachma for you, how long can you be masmid in that? No matter how much inner discipline, self-discipline you have, there's only a certain amount of steam that you can generate before you're like, I can't do this forever. It's nice doing this for a while. But if you want to make it a lifetime activity, if you want to be engrossed in this for life and never give up on it, Rav Kook is saying you have to go that extra mile and sense that within Torah there's this endless light that we're constantly connecting to. Rav Kook goes on to another Madrega that I can only dream of, but the way Rav Kook is describing it, it sounds like he's been there. It sounds like he's talking from experience in this thing. Lifamim, sometimes, Mishrachev Harayon, your perception of the light, of that hidden light of Torah, becomes so broad, umisgalem, and is so tangible, it's so real, Shar Gamken Levate Ulevaer, to the extent that sometimes you can actually verbalize and convey as nitzotz ha'or ha'eloki shenitpas be'eza min ha'pratim. Sometimes you could be learning a halacha and hilchos Shabbos, and you can convey or put into words a spiritual experience you just had from engaging in that halacha. You can actually describe, what did I feel when I was learning the sugya of mitzvah above the aver? Now, even if you've never been there, I for sure have never been there. I think it's important that Rav Kook is telling us that, because the very fact that that is a potential madrega for us, even if we never get there, it means it's real, because it's been experienced. There have been human beings that have experienced this. That means this is not something that's, you know, that's like very Kabbalistic, you know, maybe yes, maybe no. Rav Kook sounds like he's saying there have been people who have experienced this at the very high madrigos, and that should trickle down to us. Even if in Shana Aleph I'm not going to feel it, and in Shana Chaf I may not feel it. But the fact that there's something so real there that sometimes, at a very high madrega, that can be put into words, that should give us words of encouragement. That should be a shot of encouragement into us, that there's something here that's beyond the words, and it's affecting us. You may not realize how it's affecting you, but the mitzias of your neshama connecting with that endless light of Torah, it's changing you. Every word is changing. I think I quoted Rav Chaim Kanievsky's letter last week. I'll do it again. Because a Talmud came to him and said, Rav Chaim, I don't feel like the Torah is changing me. I don't feel like it's doing anything. I'm sitting in yeshiva year after year, and I don't feel anything. And what did Rav Chaim say? Did I quote this last week? He said, what did you learn today? He said, I learned the Tosfos. He said, you're a different person, because yesterday you didn't know the Tosfos, and today you did. What was he trying to tell the guy? So you may not realize where this Tosfos touched you. However, the Tosfos is a package. The Tosfos is just this outer packaging of this internal light of God, and when your brain connects to that and you just internalize, you have it here, you've been changed. You're a more godly person as a result. This I feel like I can say I've experienced, and maybe some of you have. And sometimes, even if you don't reach that high madrega, that I can put that spiritual light into words. I can tell you what I felt. Sometimes, even if you're not there, there's a lower madrega that you sense that a tickle inside. You sense something where you say to yourself, in physics, in high school, I would have never felt this. And in English lit, I never felt what I just felt. There's a hisnotsis. There's a spark inside your soul. He calls it an adina, a very gentle spark, b'chadre halev, deep inside, where you sense. You almost have this internal sense that cannot be put into words, that I have just connected with something much larger than life. Aval mikol makom hi ma'alaz haneshama lematzav na'ala. That's the most important part of the paragraph. Mikol makom, whether you can put it into words or not, whether you can feel it or not, your neshama has been elevated. Your neshama has become more godly. You've been changed by it. Shachayim kulam mizdakechim al yada. And this is the key to purifying your life. The Mesilas Yesharim says, I'll just close with this, I mentioned this in Bayit Chaim, that a person who doesn't have a set limud in Talmud Torah, there's no way you're going to overcome your Yetzer Hara. You don't stand a chance. What's the connection? Why is learning a Lulav HaGozel? Why is that giving me cause to overcome my Yetzer Hara? It's exactly this. I even think that that chapter of Mesilas Yesharim may be Rav Kook's inspiration. Because what it's saying is that even though I can't put it into words, there's an internal communication, there's a give and take going on between what I just learned and my inner being. And I'm not walking away the same person. I have a new koach ruchni. And that koach ruchni I'm going to pull out and use in life. It's not just something that's folded up inside of me. It's now accessible to me. I'm going to use that in my tefillah. I can be more focused on tefillah. I can be more ben adam lechavero. I can be a more sensitive person. Speak to my parents with more kavod. As a result of every encounter that I have with the smallest sigif of Torah, that's an avoda that Rav Kook says is often lacking. Everyone wants to do the machshava. See this, the Rav Kook. I speak for myself also. I love this. This is incredible. Because that's where the hiskarbos, the feeling of closeness, is so open and revealed. The real avoda is to see that same light and that same experience within every detail of Talmud Torah. You see what I meant? If you're going to come to one, you should come to this one. In Shira today, I announced. If you're going to come.
We'll think about it when we all